Once you see what you actually are, that you're an infinite, limitless being, you'll see that nothing exists outside of you. I'm your host, Derek Grant, and this is the Pathway to Your Results podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pathway to Your Results podcast. It is your boy, DG. We are here. We are live. This episode, I'm probably talking to myself a little bit. You know, as always, I try to share my journey with the world. I try to be as transparent and authentic, as honest as I can, to give you permission so you can be transparent and honest as you can. And, I had a program where I worked with people. It's called Unblock, where it's one-on-one coaching for 6 weeks. And I used to do 6 months with people. And I started to realize that we don't need an extended amount of time as long as you're willing to put the work in. So I took a journey with seven individuals over the 6 weeks, and I saw huge changes. And a lot of times, the reason why I'm saying this is because a lot of times when we're in our own life, we can't see it. But when you look in someone else's life, you can see it. So I sat and reflected with them and asked them on their last session, you know, that 6 week, what did they learn or what did they realize? And they were like, life didn't change on the outside. One lady was like, I still have all the same situations on the outside, but for some reason on the inside, I have more peace. For some reason on the inside, I feel more grounded. These situations are still happening, but they're not bothering me to the level of what they were. And I explained to her, it's because you have more awareness now. So now, because I have more awareness, I have more light. Now, darkness cannot invade. See, remember, darkness was just unawareness. So if I have awareness, that is the only thing that will combat the unawareness. So as I was asking her, she explained a situation that had happened years ago. And then the same situation came up again 2 years later. And she was like, I remember 2 years ago when it triggered me. It made me feel insecure. It made me feel unworthy. And then here it is 2 years later. She's like, this is literally like right before our last session, right? She's like, I felt nothing. It didn't bother me. I said, that's because the test had came and you had passed it. And the only way we can pass it is us doing the work on ourselves. So here's why I'm saying this. You see the episode of this podcast episode, the title of it. Even when you feel like it's not working, it's working. Even when you feel like I'm not making any progress, how come I'm still in the same place? You're still moving forward. So you have to understand the nature of consciousness. You have to understand the nature of this universe. You have to understand the nature of reality. No thing will ever stay the same. Y'all ain't trying to hear me right now. They're going to make me start preaching. I didn't want to start preaching. No thing will ever stay the same. You will never realize that you're moving because it's you that is moving. You won't see it. But when you look back, meaning when you look on something to give you reference, to give you context, you can see, wow, I am moving. It's like when you're in a plane. Good God Almighty, here we go. When you're in a plane, you never feel like you're going 500 miles an hour when you're up way up in the sky, because there's nothing around you to give you context. There's nothing around you to show the relative speed that you're moving at compared to something else. You see what I'm saying? But here's what happens. Every once in a while, you'll see another plane pass by and you fly by it, or it flies by you. And that gives you context. Wow, we are moving. I never forget when I took my son. Our family went to Florida for spring break, and my son's looking out the window and he's like, why are we going so slow? Why are we going so slow? And I'm like, buddy, we ain't going so slow. What are you talking about? Not even like a minute later, he saw a plane go by. It was far enough, obviously, it didn't scare him, but he saw how fast it zipped by. And he goes, oh. And his mind, I could see his little mind. He's probably like 6 or 7 years old. I could see his little mind like thinking like, wait. So we are moving fast, because I just saw how quickly. The reason why I'm saying this is sometimes you got to look back at where you were. You may not be where you want to be right now. I'm not going to sit here and even, I'm not even going to say that. But you got to look back sometimes and look at where you were so you can see that it is working. So you can see that you are gaining momentum. So you can see that you are moving up the hill. So you can see that you are moving the direction that you were intended. See, sometimes we forget. We sometimes forget. I just went on Threads just now, and this morning, I always usually just dump out my thoughts. And I said, sometimes we got to remember, we got to remind ourselves, remind. Notice what I say there, remind. Re means to do over again. Mind, we know what that is. This is the vessel, the thing that is creating our thoughts, our reality. Sometimes you have to remind yourself, meaning you have to look back using this thing called the mind so you can see the amount of progress that you are making. Are you making enough compared to John and Jim? Maybe not. But you are making progress relative to the speed that your soul needed, because every soul was different. Every soul needed a certain amount of lessons in the way that they needed to learn it. More importantly, when they needed to learn it. So it's so vital along this journey that I'm realizing, like, man, sometimes we got to take a break. Sometimes we just need to hit pause. Sometimes we need to stop. Good God Almighty, I didn't want to start doing this. Sometimes we just need to chill. Just so we can reflect. So we can reflect, so we can look back and say, maybe I'm not where I want to be right now. But damn, I'm not where I was. I'm not where I was. I haven't made it yet to the top of the mountain. I haven't made it yet. But I know one thing. I'm not at the base anymore. I'm not at the summit. You see how this works? So now here's what ends up happening. We start to get encouraged. And see, when you have encouragement by looking on the past, now you can have courage moving forward. So when the discourage comes, and remember, dis was Latin for without, when the discourage comes in, meaning we don't have the courage, we can reflect on when we did have the courage through encouragement. And this is why looking back on your progress, sitting down and taking time to reflect to see how far you've come will allow you to see just how much progress you have made. Let's just do this, okay? If you've been listening to this podcast long enough, look at where you were a year ago compared to today. Look at where you were a year ago. And here's what you can do. Go ahead and look at the podcast episode that came out on that Friday that you're listening to this right now. Go back a year ago. Look at that episode and look at where you are today. And maybe, you know what? Go back and listen to the old podcast and notice how it's going to hit different. You know why it's going to hit different? Because you, my friend, are different. You know why you're different? It's because you're making progress. But you, my friend, do not realize it while you are making progress. We never know that we're putting on muscle while we're putting the muscle on. You never do. It's just when you get an old picture of yourself. You see what I'm saying? When you find an old picture of yourself and you look back on it, you realize, dang, look how I'm poking out a little bit over there. Dang, look how that's toned up just a little bit. You see how this works? So the reason why I'm telling you this, the whole reason, the intention behind this episode was to get you to realize, even when you feel like it's not working, it's working. It is working. And I know a lot of us along this self-development journey, along this journey of healing our past, you get tired. You get tired. You get weary. But do not lose faith. Do not lose faith just because you are tired. I'm not speaking from a religious context. You had to understand what faith was. See, we think faith means believing in something, and that's where we mess up at. We mess up because believing was not enough. In order for you to consciously create your reality, you had to come from the vibration, from the energy of knowing, from the energy of commanding. But when I believe, that means I really don't believe. I don't really know it. So you had to, just because you got tired, didn't mean we lost faith. And here's what faith was. Here's what faith was. Here's what faith was. Faith was what I believed in. I knew it was going to happen. What I believed in, I knew it was going to come to pass when it was supposed to. What gets us caught up, and the reason why we get tired, is because we're looking on the outside. And we say, it's not happening. You weren't going to see it on the outside. You had to have it and have the realization on the inside first. So here's what we do. We put on our blinders. Stop looking on the outside. Who cares? It's really irrelevant. It's really irrelevant when it happens. It's irrelevant where it happens. Just know that it's happening. Do you see? Do you see how this works? It's happening. Big difference. So if I go into something and I say it's happening, that means it's an onward progress, right? It's ever unfolding. But if I say something is going to happen, that means that there's a definite point. You'll never get to a definite point and know that it happened. Look at this journey right now. This is what sometimes we especially within the self-development community or the spiritual community, we get caught up in this word that we refer to as enlightenment. Enlightenment. Yeah, when I'm enlightened, you'll never be enlightened. You'll never be enlightened. Enlightenment is a relative term. Enlightening is actually the journey. Everybody here is enlightened. Everybody, relative to someone or something else. Do you see? So it's about us moving forward and recognizing that it's happening, not that it's going to happen. You'll never get there, because when you get there, it's really just another here. You see what I'm saying? If I can only live life where my feet are, and I'm saying to myself, man, when I get up there, I know I'll be it. When everybody sees it, then guess what happens? When you get your feet up there, it's just going to be another here. So why don't we focus on this here? Because the here that you're in right now was actually there back then. You see what I'm saying? Back 2 years ago, you would have done anything to get here, and here you are now. You're up there looking up at there. Focus on here. Focus on now, and then you will see that it was always happening. It always was happening. It has been happening. You have been happening. Everything has been happening. It always has. And this was the challenge. This was like the hardest part of life, of like controlling the ego and the mind. So the mind, because the mind only wanted to go up there and go back there. It did not want to be right here in the present moment, because the ego needed a house to live in. It needed a space that it could occupy. So it creates this mansion. It's one of them fake mansions, though. It's not even real. It's not even real. It is always here and it is always now. So I have to say this to you as encouragement to you. Keep going. Just keep going. Who cares? Who cares if it looks like it's working? It does not. Just keep moving forward. The path will illuminate as each step is taken. You're not going to see the next step, but then it doesn't mean that the path in front of you doesn't exist. It is there already. All possibilities, all situations, all parts, all versions of you already exist. The question is, can you keep taking the next step, the next step, the next step, and put one foot in front of the other? So here's what I started doing. Look, here's the deal. Look, I don't want you to think that what I'm telling you right now is like absolute truth. And yeah, Derek said, no. You got to go out and find your own truth. I'm only telling you from my own experience. But hear me when I say this. I'm not sitting on a mountain telling you I got it all figured out. Everything that you suffer with, everything that you get caught up in and wrapped up. Hello, I do as well. I struggle with all the same stuff, but here's what I have to remind myself. Number one, it's always going to work itself out. It's always going to work itself out. Your need not be to worry about how. Okay? Don't worry about how it's going to work out. Let's just worry about if it will work out. And I carry this energy of knowing it's going to work itself out. Why? Because it has no choice, because that is the command that I have put out through this intention of with my mind. It has no choice. Number two, know that the journey was that. It was a journey. Anytime that there's a journey, there is no endpoint. There is no destination. So my responsibility is to not worry about when or how. My responsibility is just to keep taking each step. Just keep taking each step. And I look back on my life and how many times I've done this. And this is the only reason why I'm sitting here with you right now. The only reason why I'm sitting with you right now, sharing this moment in space and time in this alternative space. The only reason why is because deep down on a soul level, I knew I just had to put the other foot in front of the other. That was it. If I could just worry about this one right step, good God Almighty, you ain't trying to hear me right now. If I could just put this one foot in front of the other, I'm not worried about the one that comes after that. I'm only going to worry about this one. If I could just get through today, if I can just worry about this moment that we call now, and then when I get through that, then I'll reset and do it again. And then when I get through that, I'll reset and do it again. Over time, here's what you know what ends up happening. You start to take steps. And when you start to get the hang of taking the steps, when you get the hang of just putting one foot in front of the other, and you start to feel comfortable, you start to feel competent, you start to maybe just start to understand the way your gait is, the way your foot hits the ground, you start to understand yourself just a little bit more. Now we can start to pick up a little bit of speed. But don't run too fast, because life is going to take you down the hill anyway. Your responsibility is just to put one foot in front of the other. Do you see how this works? So my friend, just keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward, one moment at a time. Just keep moving forward. Stop worrying about if it's working. Stop worrying about if it's happening. Stop worrying about if you're going to get there. Do not worry about that. That was never supposed to be your focus. That was never supposed to be where you put your attention. This is just the lazy mind of the ego looking for something to attach itself to. The only thing that you needed to focus on was taking one step. So ask yourself right now, what does this one step look like in my life? What is this one step? What does this one step look like? Maybe it's me taking a course on financial literacy. Maybe it's me getting a therapist. Maybe it's sitting down with my husband and having this tough conversation because I'm ready to step into who I am and I'm not going to sit here and be your subservient anymore. Maybe that's just that one step forward. Just take one, just one, just one, one step, whatever it may look like for you in your life. One step. If you can take one step, good God Almighty. If you can do it one time, you can do it twice. And if you can do it twice, you can do it three times. If I can do it three times, I can do it six. And if I can do it six, I can do it 12. Do you see what's happening? 12 will turn to 24 and 40, 24 to turn to 48. Do you see how this works? It starts to compound on itself. And this, my friends, is the way energy works. Now, hear me when I say this. I have my days too. I have my days when I don't feel like going to the gym. I have my days that I don't feel like getting up and waking up and making the kids breakfast and showing up as a husband and a father. There's days when I feel like I don't feel like. There's days when I feel like I can't do it anymore. There's days when I look at myself in the mirror and say, you unworthy piece of you ain't good enough. Look at what you didn't do. Look at what you don't have. Look at where you're not going. There's plenty of days that I wake up and I feel that. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't. Here's the other thing, though. Here's what I will do. I know sometimes when my feet hurt, sometimes it's not that I'm not walking right. It's just my body telling me I need to slow down a little bit. It's my body saying, don't quit, but let's just go ahead and take a break. Because every time that you take a break, it'll give you time to reflect. And every time that you reflect, you're gaining energy. So it feels like you're going backwards. Good God Almighty, you're not trying to hear me. It ain't that you're going backwards. It's that you're gathering energy. You think that you're sinking, you're going down, but really, really, at the end of the day, you know what you're doing? You are preparing yourself for the next leap. You are preparing yourself for the next jump. You are preparing yourself for the next healing that's taking place. You are preparing yourself for the new iteration of you that's coming. But in order to do that, we have to gather energy. So that's on the metaphysical level. But if we look at you in the physical level, what happens when we got to pull when we start to make the bow go on a bow and arrow to go forward? What do? We got to pull it back. And however far back we go, it's building up with energy, and that's how far it's going to go. The same goes for you. We knew that a guy who went down to gather up, to load up, to dunk the ball, he was going to get up just as high. However far down you go, you're gathering energy in your legs so you can propel and use the force of going down to propel you up. Do you see how this works? Today's episode is sponsored by Life is Mental University. Unlock the power of your mind with courses designed to transform your life. Whether you're seeking personal growth, better relationships, or enhanced mental well-being, Life is Mental University provides the roadmap to success. With courses like Manifestation Made Easy and Mastering Your Mind Using Meditation, you'll gain actionable insights and practical strategies to achieve your goals. Enroll today at lifeismental.dgmindset.com and take the first step towards a better you. So this is why I'm telling you along this journey. Just keep going. That's it. Just keep moving. Just keep going. Y'all gonna make me cuss. Y'all gonna make me cuss on here. I'm about to say, I try to make my materials so that a 10-year-old could listen to it, but y'all gonna make me cuss right now. F if it looks like it's working? Who cares? Who cares if it looks like it's working? It does not matter. That was not the goal. That was not the goal. It doesn't matter how much money you're making right now. It doesn't matter what how many followers. That ain't what it is. The question is, am I moving forward? Am I moving forward? Am I putting one foot in front of the other? Am I taking the next step? Am I going back and healing things in me? Do you see how this works? Every time we go back, you're going to propel forward. You see? Do you see how this works? Every time that I go back, I'm going forward. Every time that I'm going down, I'm preparing to go up. So now when you know this, do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. Just keep moving forward. I've realized in my own life how often I've had to go back. How often I've had to go back. And yeah, I get tired. I get tired. I do. There's some days when I cry. I don't let the world see it because quite frankly, right now, it's not their business. But I do go through it. I have my days. I have my moments. I have my weeks where you question. I have the fears. The old paradigms come up. And I have to remind myself that this was a journey. It was a marathon. It did not matter. It did not matter as long as I was just moving forward. How fast I'm moving forward, is that really relevant? No, it isn't. It didn't matter. It didn't matter how fast you finished the marathon. It meant, did you take one step in front of the other? That's what mattered. So I challenge you here in 2024 and beyond. One in front of the other. Don't give up. Don't give up. And I'm going to tell you why I don't give up. I'm going to tell you why. Because this was me at one point in life. I wanted to give up. Good God Almighty, I'm so grateful that I didn't. Maybe not for my existence, for my children, for my wife, for my family, maybe for this right now. If I had given up, what if I've said one thing in this life that has changed the trajectory of your course? Just think, if I had done that, if I had given up, maybe you would have given up. And if you had given up, maybe for somebody else who was depending on you and looking to you for inspiration, they would have given up. Do you see how this works? So I have to say this. I have to say this with my chest. I got to say this with my heart. Don't you think for one cut and pick a minute that you don't matter. You matter. You matter. Your journey matters. It matters. Just because you can't see how it matters didn't mean that it didn't matter. Oh, it matters. It matters. So this is why you don't give up. Do not give up, because you're going to learn more about yourself by continuing along this race, along this journey, along this marathon, than you would have learned if you would have given up. So now I'm to the point where I got days when I feel like giving up, because now the expectations are bigger now. The expectations are bigger. Oh, you got to do this, and you got to be that, and you got to do this, man. And you, it's like, man, it's not happening. Why is it not working? I can't give up. I can't stop now. Because it wasn't about what I did or what I didn't do. It was about, could I just keep moving along this journey and learning while I'm going? Can I just keep moving along? Can I just keep learning? So now I'm playing a completely different game. Do you see how this works? I'm playing a completely different game. And here's the other thing too. I know along this journey, it's going to get hard. I know it is. I know it's going to get hard. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it won't. But here's what I'm not going to let you do. I'm not going to let you use the lazy mind and make you think that hard meant impossible. See, every time that somebody said something was hard, we subconsciously believed that it was not possible. Reframe the word hard. Instead of saying this journey was hard, we're going to replace it. We're going to replace it with two words. And here's the two words. Focus and energy. So when something is hard, remind yourself, it's just going to take a little bit more focus and a little bit more energy. That's all. That's all. So now life isn't hard. And those things that are hard, I just need to have more focus and more energy. That's it. So it's hard right now maybe to go back and heal. No, it's just going to take a little bit more energy for you to go back and heal things in your past than it did for you to just walk around and numb yourself out through addiction, through substance abuse, through gaming, through whatever it is. It takes less energy to numb yourself out than it does to go and do the real work of going back and fixing some things in your past. But hear me when I tell you this. You have already been blessed. You have already been equipped with all of the tools that were necessary for you to go back. You didn't realize that you were already built with a spiritual utility belt. You were already built with the spiritual tool belt that, like you see on a carpenter, you already have all the tools that you need to start breaking down the barriers in the past. You already have the tools. You already got them. You already gave them. Nothing in this universe, good God Almighty, nothing in this universe is ever given without the completed part of it already encoded inside of it. I carry this around with me wherever I go so you guys don't think I'm just saying stuff and blowing hot air. Everywhere I go, I carry this with me. Oh, wait, hold on. I don't have it. I'm just kidding. I got it. I carry this with me wherever I go. Can you see that? Can you see this? Can y'all see what this is? You see what this is? This is nothing more than an oak tree. That's all this is. It's an oak tree. Now you're probably wondering, well, how did you fit it in that room? How did you... I walk around with this oak tree so I can remember. So I can remember, because it's so easy to forget. It's so easy to forget how far you've come. It's so easy to forget all the work that you've done, all the healing that you've done, the progress that's been made. It's so easy to forget. And here's what's going to happen. Most of the world's going to look at this and tell you that this was an acorn. This isn't an acorn. This is an oak tree that has not yet fully been realized. This is what you are, my friend. This is what you are. You are the oak tree. But just because you can't see the oak doesn't mean it wasn't inside of you. Do you see how this works? So this is the journey. This is the battle. Because there was a part of you inside that knew. That knew it was an oak tree. See, this child inside of you that could dream a dream big enough to be the oak tree when it was just merely an acorn, it still exists inside of you. And we abandoned that child. We abandoned it. You know why you left it? Because the world told you that you were an acorn. The world kept saying, oh, you're just little acorn. You're just an acorn. You're just an acorn. And you forgot. You forgot that you were actually the oak tree. You had all the tools. You had all the components. You had all the equipment to manifest and create yourself into the oak tree. You had already had it inside of you. Nothing in this universe is ever made and not encoded with all of the completed parts of it already inside of it. How in the world could a caterpillar become a butterfly without already having the butterfly inside of the caterpillar? The same goes for you. The versions of you that you're looking to become are already inside of you. They're already there. But you got to get the key and go back and unlock the compartments. You got to unlock the compartments where those tools were hidden. The only way to do this was to go back and deal with those wounds. The wounds were actually the compartments. The trauma was actually where it was stored. Do you see? Do you see how this works? So I'm telling you right now along this journey, if you feel like nobody cares, I tell you one goddamn thing. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to go ahead and say it. There's at least one person who cares about your journey. Even if you don't care, I care. I care because I know enough people have come in my life, have maybe said things at a moment when I needed to hear it most. Or maybe they give me the advice, or maybe they've done things I've had, what you would call them, angels, whatever you want to refer to them as. They have come to me to help me to keep moving forward. Okay? They've helped me just, and I just think about my own life. And now me being in a position to be able to help people with my words, to help people with my journey and sharing it with them. If I had given up 4 years ago when I wanted to, I would swear I wanted everything I wanted to give up. How many people wouldn't get to experience the fruits of your teachings of being able to help them to hopefully find themselves? Do you see? So this is why I have to tell you, don't you stop. I don't care what life looks like. I don't care what life feels like. I'm just telling you, do not stop. Do not get caught up in the game and worry about if you're going to win. Do not get caught up in the scoreboard. Do not get caught up in the clock. Do not get caught up in the time. Do not get up caught up in how. Do not, you ain't got to worry about that. Stay out of grown folks' business. You ain't got to worry about that. Focus all of your energy. Focus all of your willpower. And just take it one step forward. That means you got to learn how to meditate. Go figure out a way to learn how to meditate in 2024. If that means you got to learn how to journal, go figure out, say, I'm going to expend all my energy to figure out how to journal. If I need to learn how to, like, how do I heal my inner child? I don't look. If 2024 is my last year, I'm gonna figure out how to do it. I don't know how. I have no clue, but I'm gonna figure out how to. This is all. This is it. This is why I'm sitting with you right now, because this is the intention that I made. I don't know how, but I'm gonna figure out me. I don't know how, but I'm gonna figure out how this thing called life works. I don't know how, and I spend my energy on that. It takes a little bit more focus and just a little bit more energy. But if I can do it, you can do it. So keep going. Keep going. Just keep moving forward. I may not be with you in the physical realm, but please know, energetically, spiritually, I'm sitting behind you like this saying, girl, you better keep going. Don't you stop. You better keep going. Brother, keep going. And I'm watching the chains. You busting out of the chains. They're coming up off you. The generational chains that have been bound to you and your family. You're breaking them. Keep going, my friend. And as always, I wish you nothing but the best along this journey. Just keep moving one foot in front of the other. You still have time to engage and partake in Life is Mental University, Revamp 90. You'll see everything at the bottom here. These are all put in place to help you along this journey. Maybe it's signing up for a retreat, whatever it is. All DG Mindset at all social media, at DG Mindset YouTube. If you're listening to this right now, this podcast, the video version of it, will be up on YouTube as well. Go to YouTube. Make sure you hit like. Make sure you hit subscribe, because here's what I'm realizing. It isn't just my energy. It isn't just my energy. Good God Almighty, if I could, I would use all my energy up. But I'm realizing I need other people's energy. I need other people's energy, because as I heal me, that's going to help heal someone. And then someone will help heal someone. And if I can just gather more energy, maybe have more of an influence, maybe get just a little bit louder, maybe my voice maybe stretches to different parts of the globe, what's going to end up happening is eventually it's going to create a ripple effect. It's going to create a ripple effect. And I'm not telling you that I got it all figured out, but up until this point, I know how we get back to the parts of us that we forgot. So keep going. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. I'm thankful for you, for your energy that you've invested into me and put into me, and for the energy, more importantly, that you put into yourself. As always, I wish you nothing but the best on the pathway to your results.